At 13 minutes to 9, Michelle Bishop back for the last time today, off then with Channel 7 duties and a stint at Anytime Fitness. Make your own rules at Anytime Fitness. Michelle does. She works out her own program and has been, how many weeks has it been now? 3, 4 weeks, Michelle?
Three.
You've been at
three
Anytime,
weeks.
3 weeks.
Three yeah. weeks. I'm not even puffing at the moment, so it must mean that, you know, my fitness is improving. Or maybe I'm just not putting in. I don't know. We'll have to see.
No pain, no pain. No pain, no pain. But you can still go to Anytime Fitness and train without the pain. That's the good
True.
Thing. You know, you set your own. You don't have someone barking at you. You can just ease yourself in and just, that's what I got time to do. Let's do it. Anytime Fitness. Now, let's talk about Manly Souths this weekend. We are back because we're talking about grounds and, of course, Stadium is back on deck this week with Manly Souths, a blockbuster.
Yeah, so in the lead up to this showdown between Manly and Souths, it's okay to spice it up a little bit. We need to talk about the fierce rivalry that stretches back about 5 years. Manly coach Anthony Seibold and, of course, Souths mentor Jason Demetrio. Look, I'm a big fan of both blokes. They're great. But when Jason Demetrio was interviewed with Brisbane's Power Brokers for the role there back, you know, as I say, about 5 years ago, he referred to his coaching record in the Queensland Cup against Seibold's teams under a graphic labelled merit. Now, this flashy PowerPoint presentation that Anthony Griffin might like to get a hold of, you know, could plagiarise. It demonstrated a decisive advantage, but it didn't get him the job. Seibold got the job and he returned, served a little later, saying as an assistant, you don't need to promote yourself. With regards to Jason, you put your head down and your bum up and you work hard. My advice to Jason would be to work hard and let your work do the promotion for yourself. Well, we know how it all turned out. So there's just a little bit of fireworks, a little bit of ego, can I say, heading into this match between Manly and Souths at the weekend. We love a bit of banter.
Yeah, we love that. We love that. There's been a list released, Michelle, of the top 50 most marketable Aussie athletes.
Yeah, scratch on my head a little bit with this one. So, yeah, it is Australia's top marketable athletes, a special report done by Code Sports. It was marketability scores out of 100. So it was personal brand strength, audience reach and economics, so your market demand. Can I have a drum roll, please? Oh, I love it. Coming in at number one, would you believe, Pat Cummins. Number two, Sam Kerr. Josh Giddey at number three. Nick Kyrgios, we're on the bus, on number four. Steph Gilmore at number five. Six was Paddy Mills. Seven, Marnus Labuschagne. Eight, Steve Smith. Nine, Alex Dimonor. And 10, Daniel Ricciardo. Now, really interestingly, guys, the first AFL player didn't come in until 19. Bit of damaged goods at the moment because of the cocaine scandal last year, but that's Bailey Smith. Buddy Franklin was just behind him at 20. But the first rugby league player didn't come in until 21, and really no surprises because he is one of the best in the game. That is Nicho Hynes. Nathan Cleary was 25. Josh Odokar came in at 29. There was two other rugby league players, Cam Murray at 36 and 43, Harry Grant.
Nicho Hynes, the most marketable player in the NRL. What are your thoughts on that, Bossy?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, yes, but I mean, it's a list. So you've got to have an order. Do I agree with any of those? Like, Alex Dimonor is not going to make me buy a damn thing.
No.
If you said, Alex Dimonor endorses, that's absolute bullshit.
He wouldn't be in my top 50.
Stephanie Gilmore. I mean, I don't think Steph Gilmore, with the greatest respect, is going to make me buy anything. Like, if you're talking about attaching a sports star to something to make it more attractive and appealing, there's a couple of names that do nothing. What was that 10
Someone
again?
Like Latrell Mitchell.
The 10 again. Go through the 10 again, Michelle.
Number one, Pat Cummins. Number two, Sam Kerr.
Not Sam Kerr's not going to make me buy anything. Three.
Josh Giddey.
No.
Not in the Australian market.
Come on, four.
Number four, Nick Kyrgios.
Yep.
Oh, please.
Maybe a Panadol. You could buy a Panadol.
Tick, tick, tick.
Six, Steph Gilmore. We've been there.
Sorry, Steph. Sorry.
Paddy Mills.
He was good at the Olympics. Yeah, James. Yeah, I'm on Paddy Mills, man.
Seven, Marnus Labuschagne.
No. Marnus Labuschagne.
Eight. Yeah. Steve Smith.
No.
We've already touched on nine, Alex Dimonor.
No.
Sell me a measly bar or something, please.
Ten, Daniel Ricciardo.
Yep.
With some, he would.
Latrell Mitchell was 47. I find that surprising.
It doesn't make me buy anything.
Code Sport, give yourself an uppercut.
All right. Thank you, Michelle, for Anytime Fitness. You're welcomed at Anytime Fitness, no matter who you are or what your goal. So you put out those lists. They're entitled to be debated. We've run out of time. Matty White, we can maybe talk about that on his program today. Thank you, Michelle. Have a great day.
See you tomorrow.
It is 7 minutes to nine. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.